Welcome to
Tween Talk.
I'm your host, Isabella.
And I am your co-host, Mimi.
And today, we have our special guest, Chloe and Sophia.
And Sophia.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Sophie.
As our first topic, we're going to be talking about canceling, and we're going to be talking about our online school and our overall experience.
So today we're going to be talking about, like she said, canceling. So, of course, school has been canceled in a whole because of this whole virus thing. So, because of this virus, we have been kind of cut out from all the activities we could have been doing. There have been good activities that we missed out on and bad activities that, well, we're kind of happy to have been missing out on as they weren't the most enjoyable activities. So there's a little bit of celebration and there's a little bit of downsides to this whole pandemic. So would you like to give us an example, Mimi?
Yes, so I was going to this Pally camp in April, I think, or March. It was in March, and they had to cancel it because of the coronavirus, and they moved it to, well, postpone it to June, to the beginning of June. And then after we found out that we were going to stay home for, like, the whole entire school year, they immediately canceled it. And we were all so sad, but I'm also glad. I'm not glad about that they canceled the camp, but I got to miss some important test stuff, and I'm glad that I got to miss that, but I'm not so glad that I got to miss camp and so much more.
Yeah.
Chloe, would you like to discuss your experience?
Yes. So I was going to go to a camp too. Called Study Days, and apparently I didn't get to go. I was really sad because all my friends were going to go, and apparently me as well. But then school got canceled, so I was really sad. I really missed my teacher, and right when the virus happened, my bunny apparently died, and it was really sad for me and my teacher because it was apparently my teacher's bunny and she gave it to me. But I'm just really sad that school had to end. Sophie, would you like to talk?
So, like everyone else, there, of course, was activities that I also had to miss out on. So, as a fifth grader, the science fair was coming around, and I was really excited to be able to, well, make my own project, because I'm quite a big fan of making my own projects. It's just something I love doing. But because of this virus, school, of course, ended, and I was sent home in disappointment. But thankfully, I also had to miss out on things like the fitness gram pacer test, which I was not looking forward to at all. So that was a little bit, you know, like a mental dance party, because I didn't have to do that. I sadly also missed out on the sixth grade graduation because I am currently in a combo class, and I was really sad because I couldn't say goodbye to my sixth grade friends. And I feel really sorry that they also couldn't get the proper experience. But at least I can look forward to the future, and hopefully this next school year will be amazing and it would all make up for this whole thing. Isabella, would you like to discuss your experiences?
Yes, so it's been very hard for me because quarantine is very hard, and I signed up for a bunch of classes this trimester. Like, I signed up for volleyball classes because my uncle is actually, he's really good at volleyball, so he just trained me to go to the classes. So, and then I was gonna try out for swimming because I love swimming and it's just kind of my thing. And I also was gonna try out for dance because I love dance. And now everything's canceled. So it's been like very hard for this quarantine. I mean, it's kind of nice. We get like, basically like we get space, like we get to do whatever we want, but it's just been hard. Quarantine, it's rough. Like, I miss my friends, and I also feel very bad for the people who didn't get to say goodbye to. So it's just very sad, and hopefully next year will be a very good year. And so, yeah, now we're going to move on to our next topic, our overall learning experience. Pass it on to Sophia.
So, along with your overall experience, it really depends on how you work. So, for different people, learning online could either be an absolute mess or it could be a blessing. But it always depends on the person. So, Mimi, would you like to share your opinion and how you feel about online learning?
So, online learning is very different than school learning, obviously. Here are the pros and cons, in my opinion. The pro for me is that I can log on, like, whenever I want, and that it's just more easy breezy, and you don't have to always feel pressured to, like, go at a certain time, and you're almost never late unless if you're on a Zoom meeting. And a con for me is that since at school the teacher organizes, at least for me, she would say, well, at 12 we have lunch, and then at like 1 we have math or whatever. And in this online school, we had to organize our own time, and it was pretty hard for me, but after a while got used to the change. And yes, Chloe, would you like to explain?
Sure. Online learning has been very, very, very different. But the thing that I like about it is I get to be nice and cozy, wear my PJs, and all that. But the thing that I'm sad about is I don't really get to see my friends, my teachers, and it's pretty different. So, Sophie, would you like to explain that?
Yeah, I can definitely agree on that. It's been very different, and it took quite a time to get used to. Thankfully, I've been able to do my online studies with not only myself, by myself in my room with a screen. I've actually been able to do it with my mom and my sister, because my sister is currently in college. My mom is studying to be a nurse. So that was also really fun that I got to spend more time at home. But a con is that you don't really get the same learning experience as if I were to be at school. I'm more of an individual learner, so that was also pretty helpful because I gotta do stuff more on my own instead of a group. But it was very hard to communicate with other students, and it was a lot harder to learn because first of all, we don't get that one-on-one experience with a teacher, and it's more of an individual session. Well, it's not quite the individual session that you get if you were to be with your teacher, of course, because you can't quite raise your hand and have a private talk with the teacher. Same goes to learning in groups. It's very hard, as you don't get as much of an easy communication, as you are not really allowed to talk outside of online class. And it's been kind of hard, really, because I just really enjoyed being there at school, but with all these restrictions, I understand that it is necessary to be doing online learning.
So it's been hard for me because learning at home is very hard. Like, you don't have someone with you, like, teaching you. And what I liked about online learning is we got to do our Zoom meetings at 11 p.m. And normally my school starts at 8:30. So it's very, like, it was a very early time. So I really like how my teacher like moved the meeting to 11 a.m. because that's how I have more time to learn and get everything done. And I am very sad that I won't be able to see my friends. And I do understand that we all need to be cautious and safe. And I understand that. So it's just been hard, and I really liked the experience of being on home and being at home learning, because I just got to spend time with my family, and my mom would sometimes like basically explain if I didn't understand anything, or I would just have sometimes private meetings with my teacher. So it was very helpful. I really liked that. And we also got to do some fun projects. We got to read some fun books. And yeah. So now we're going to discuss one of our last topics. Sophia, would you like to once again explain?
So one of our last topics is gonna be friends. So of course, like I said, we are separated from our friends and we can no longer see them. As all things happen, some friends are going to be moving, some friends will be staying, and it's kind of a mixed subject. If you don't have, for example, a friend's phone number or they don't have the proper technology, it might be hard to keep in contact with them. So, Mimi, would you like to give your experience with this, or your overall opinion, or what's going to be happening along with your friends?
So, like, around week before, like, of actual school, I switched friend groups, and it was just so hard because I didn't get any of their phone numbers. So as soon as, like, school, I got one of the girls' phone numbers, but, like, not all of them. She never texted me back. So it was just, like, on that week, it was kind of hard, and I still had my old friends and my new friends. I didn't really could keep in contact with anybody except that one girl, and it was really sad because I already had a new friend group, and it all just all of a sudden I can't see them for until like next year, and who knows if I'm gonna see them. So that was super sad. Chloe, did something happen to you?
Yeah, so, well, I do miss my friends a lot, but I do get to keep contact with them, but not really a lot. We do like these group FaceTime calls like probably every single week, but none of us like really join it no more. So I really miss my friends. So yeah, would you like to explain, Sophie?
Yeah. So along with everyone else, of course, I also had like some problems about seeing my friends. So a lot of people, I don't have their numbers, but thankfully, I am friends with some people, and they're friends with other people, so I can get other kids' phone numbers in my class. But what really is sad is many students in my class are either leaving this year and I do not have their number, or one of my really, really good friends is actually a sixth grader, so they will be moving on to seventh grade, and I will no longer be able to see them, which is really, really sad. But I'm always up to, let's see, new opportunities, new friends, and whatnot. And I really hope that next year I can get some a new friend and whatever. I've been in contact with many people, but I sadly don't have, like, my whole class, of course. And it's been kind of troubling, as it's just kind of sad that I won't be able to see these people for a really long period of time. But thankfully, I do also have my own online friends via Discord. So that's it really helps me keep entertained and not feeling lonely. So Isabella, would you like to talk about our newest topic?
So my experience about like friends and stuff was the last week I was gonna see my friends, like, my teacher had told us that we might be shutting down the school, and I had just gotten a phone. Like, I never had a phone before, so I just gotten a phone like a month ago before that happened, and I didn't have my phone memorized, so I got my friend his phone number. I got like probably 3 phone numbers. And I sadly I did not get my best friend's phone number. Cause she just got a phone like right after quarantine. So it's been very sad, and I wish everybody, like my classmates, the best, and hope to see them again next year, and wish them the best summer vacation. And yeah, our next topic is home while we're gonna be talking about at home while also having to do studies and homework. Sophia, what do you like to talk?
So, of course, we're not just going to be, well, it's actually different for many people about whether they get studies or whether they get homework. Some people, their teachers are going to be very forgiving and most likely won't be assigning everything. But it's different for everyone depending on your teacher and your school. So, what about we get to hear our own experiences with our teachers and how we feel studying at home? So, Mimi, would you like to give your experience?
Studying at home. So the teacher added some apps that we could like do stuff work on. I think one of them was called Flipgrid. So the teacher would had an assignment and we'd have to record our answers. And that was very different for us. And we also had to do most of our work on Google Drive. So she had a folder and we'd have to like put all our work to a folder and then she'd tell us what we needed to do. And for me, it was very hard with studying, especially math, because that is not my strong skill. And it was just a little harder, but and we had to do it on like a website. We had to log on and it was just really different for like the first month. But after a while, I got my cousin to help me because she tutors me. And now I think I would have been a lot better next if we had to do this again because this experience already has taught me a lot. And Chloe, it's your turn.
Yes. I've been pretty much practicing here at home as well. It's been really hard studying at home. I would rather probably do my work at school because, like, I get to see friends. I don't really get distracted that much. And it's just a little harder at school because I have to go on websites and yeah, it's a little hard. So, Sophie, would you like to carry on?
So what is it? I don't know, I just wasn't so intrigued by this new online learning. I've always been used to doing it from school, so it was very new to be studying on my own at home. So usually when I come home, I think of relaxing, unless I have homework, which is kind of a rare occasion because I usually do that in class, or as we are allowed to. So doing work from home was kind of a struggle for me. My teacher, thankfully, wasn't so strict about this, and she kind of let us go forward without not much of a problem. She gave us, relatively good grades, and it wasn't so hard, but I could tell some kids struggled and some kids took advantage of the situation. Thankfully, because I have an iPad, writing down notes digitally was made a lot easier for me, and my experience is kind of different to others, as all of ours are, and I wasn't really quite comfortable with the whole studying from home until I kind of got used to it, but I still had a big procrastination problem. I could not get my work done for some reason, so I'm probably going to have to make that up in sixth grade, but I mean, it's not that bad. Isabella, would you like to go next?
Yes. My experience at first, I was like, I'm not gonna pass the school year. Like, I'm not going to school year. So the apps I really liked were Khan Academy. It's an amazing app. And we also sometimes use Quizlet. I think that's a very helpful app. And we also used Kahoot so our teachers were virtually give us like tests, and we would like answer the questions on Kahoot. So I really liked about Kahoot. Yes, I didn't get used to it, but I got used to it, and it's been real. Like, I hope I could get back to school soon. So, yeah. The next topic is, should be how feel now the school is over and how we are going to our next grade. Sophia, what do you like to talk?
Okay, so now that the school year is over, it's different for all people of how they feel about moving on to this new school year. So it's going to be a different experience, as certain precautions are going to be taken, and it depends upon your school if these precautions are going to be taken. So, Mimi, care to share how you feel about moving on to this new grade and how you feel about school now being over?
So, I am going into middle school next year, 7th grade, and it was just all of a sudden. And how I'm probably gonna go to next grade, middle school. Kind of really sad that I'm done with elementary school. We didn't really get to do really anything. But I have a feeling this will be, next year everything will be more organized if there's another virus that comes, or if something happens again, that we'll be more prepared. And I also have no clue how my was gonna do school next year. I have no clue. They haven't told us yet, so I'm just gonna go with the flow like everybody else. Chloe, what's your experience?
So I'm gonna go to 4th grade. I'm a little excited because I'm gonna get to see my friends and stuff, but I'm really confident that I'm gonna be doing well, and I just feel it's a little weird because we've been in home and quarantine, and school is so close by coming by. It just feels like it was Christmas, like yesterday. Sophie, would you like to go?
So, about school being over, I'm very sad that school's over, and I'm sad it kind of, this year had to end like this. It's not how I ever expected for me to say goodbye to my friends for the summer. When we first left school to go and take our quarantine break, I never really expected that would be one of the last times I'd be able to see some of them. Most of them actually are either moving schools or going to, 7th grade, because, you know, I'm in a combo class and I'm good friends with the 6th graders. I feel like I'm kind of underprepared to go to 6th grade. I feel like because it's a whole online school and pandemic, it kind of slowed down my learning, and I feel unprepared for 6th grade, but I'm really hoping that we can just catch up. And I'm really sad because one of our teacher's aides won't be with us, and she will be her own teacher. And I'm really sad because she helped us a lot throughout 5th grade during math and stuff. And she was just an overall amazing teacher. So, Isabelle, would you care to share your experiences?
Yes, so I really loved 4th grade. It was an amazing experience. And I feel like 5th grade, I think I'm going to be more organized because I'm getting older. And I learned over quarantine to be organized and just be productive and try not to go as much on, like, my phone, and just try to focus on school. So I'm gonna try to attempt that in 5th grade, and I just hope for the best because 4th grade has been real. I met new friends My friends are awesome. They're just so kind. I'm gonna miss my teacher a lot. She was probably the best teacher I had. She is beyond so nice and just, yeah. So now, girls, should we share a bit about ourselves and how we keep entertained? Mimi can go first, and then Chloe, and Isabella, and then Sophia.
So for me, I've been keeping a change, just like I said, in our last podcast by making and selling earrings. My Etsy shop's coming very soon. And it's just been so interesting. And yeah, I'm a flamenco dancer, and I haven't been doing too many because I didn't do it because in my head, I just wanted a real experience of going to dance studio, and I was super sad when they canceled a kids class. I don't know if it's for good. Hopefully it isn't. So it made me kind of sad, but now I'm going to join, and I'm going to be very happy that I'm about to join dance class again. Are you keeping yourself?
Keeping myself because what's really helping me during this quarantine is I got to talk to my friends more often, and they keep me very like busy sometimes. And I am a dancer. I've been doing it since I was 3. So I really love dancing. I practice every single day, and I just wanna.
And we made forts, and I've been reading. I'm trying to be productive, trying to wake up as early as I can, take a shower, just trying to be productive. And I've been also like, you know, doing fun stuff. I went to the pool. I took a little trip, road trip. So it's just been fun. So, yeah. So, next, I think that is it for our podcast.
Yeah, okay, I just want to thank a shout out to my mom and dad for being very hardworking during this time. So, yeah, I just want to give a big shout out to my mom and dad.
Thank you for our supporting our podcast. And what is your experiences in online school and homework? And what have you guys been doing entertaining during this pandemic? Hopefully this was helpful for you guys. And thank you. Bye.
Yes. Bye, everyone.